graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's Gordon Wendy. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
Thank you for downloading episode 168 of Suplex City Limits for June 30th, 2018. Pistol whipping bitches putting holes in motherfuckers. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious. And happy Canada Day to you, sir. My co-host.
The enemy, Tyler Fudge. I think it's the second week in a row I've used that. But fuck it. I'm the enemy. Do you know your enemy? Do you know?
Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. Got a sale coming up here over the 4th of July period in America.
Oh, it's not a Canada Day sale?
No, it's not. It's not a Canada Day sale. So the America one is, it's 20% off. A Canada Day sale would have to be like half that, like 10 or something.
Yeah, you get a toonie off.
A toonie. July 2nd to July 6th. Save 20% on everything at Pro Wrestling Tees using the coupon code AMERICA.
I'm going to be buying shirts, are you? You know, there you go. Come on, somebody, you got to buy our shirts. I might be buying your shirt, you never know. Buy our shirt.
There we go. We got four designs available. But yeah, any order over $75 gets a free wrestling collectible. You place the order on the first day, you get yourself a free autographed 8x10 of a wrestling superstar.
Holy fuck. So I got to do this when? When is the second? When's the first? First is Monday, right? No, Sunday. So Monday.
July 2nd is on Monday.
Well, I'm buying. I might buy another Suplex City Limits t-shirt just to get the $75.
Do it. I'll give you a shout out on the show. Or you can donate on our Patreon as little as $1 a month for the Brooklyn Brawler tier, which gets you nothing. You only gave $1. You're homeless like the Brooklyn Brawler. Or for a little bit more, you can become a producer, help bring Suplex City Limits to the masses, get yourself a shout out like our friends, the Mizcast, Casey, Caleb Morgan Field, the infamous Chris Savage, B Rad Brad, Kickass Keith Martin, the Maniac Michael Thomas, the Riceroni Jabroni riding upon a baloney pony named Tony, Ty Lodi. Holy shit.
Man, that's a lot.
That's all off memory. I don't have that written down here. Ian Jackson, Wrestling Soup, Much Love Joe Mish and Draper, and last but definitely not least, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz. This week on the pot smokingest wrestling pod on the internet, the podcast of the immorals, we'll be taking a look back. What do we got? NXT UK. We watched a weird New Japan show yesterday.
I attempted. I watched a little bit and then I quickly got sick of it.
We'll talk about Raw, SmackDown, all the news of the week. Burbs is back. I assume he's gonna have a response for Coddle as their feud escalates.
I assume. And can I do my best Burbs impression?
Yeah, go for it, man.
Burbs.
I always do it when we play Xbox. He'll join my party, and I'm like, "It's a boy, Burbs." Awesome. And of course the Suplex City Limits top three. So let's dive into it with this week's news.
This week in the news, bomb squad sends dog at Japanese man, can no longer walk, and much, much more. Over to you, Jim. Oh, God, no. Oh, they're putting the dog on me. Oh.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. That dog is a racist. I just want to go on record and say
he is.
I mean, come on. We have to explore the concept that this dog is possibly a racist.
If you have to do it with everything else, you have to do it with that dog, too.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that dog's not used to seeing Asian people.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
Because there are racist dogs, man, right? People have, like, dogs that are racist against black people and shit.
Is that true?
It is true.
Really? I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know people wasted their time and stuff like that.
Well, it's not like they trained it to be. I mean, maybe that'd be funny, right? If you some fucking like KKK redneck like fucking trying to teach his dog. We don't like black people, Sparky.
That's insensitive.
I think they're just naturally racist. Maybe they're all, like, only around a certain race of people. Yeah.
Well, I would imagine that would come from when he was a puppy getting smacked by somebody that resembled him. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I you can mistaken that for racism, but it's just, it's a whole different, I don't even want to come off as the asshole.
Maybe the dog escaped from a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah. And now he wants to attack Chinese people.
He sees, well, okay, but I mean, he's Japanese. So.
That's true.
But he's double layer racist because he doesn't know the difference between Chinese and Japanese.
He's racist and ignorant.
Yeah, right. But dude, he didn't wrestle in Japan in the house show. Like, how serious of a dog bite was this?
He came out in crutches. And that's the whole reason why that show sold out was because it was Nakamura and Styles for the WWE Championship. Like, that's a huge match in Japan.
Yeah, you kind of fucked all these people over.
Oh, they gave him AJ Styles and Joe, though.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Joe was spent a lot of years over there with Noah, so they're familiar with Joe.
Yeah. I actually fucking have some experience in the dog bite category. Oh, dude, when I was a little kid, I got crazy mauled by a dog.
I've never been. I got attacked by a cat, not a dog.
I have on my thigh. I have like stitch marks. They go all the way around my leg. You know,
really?
It's like, oh yeah, they're like a couple inches long, and there's like boom, 1, 2, 3, 4. They go all the way around my leg.
Oh, that's madness.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's absolute madness. What kind of dog was it? Can you remember?
It wasn't even like a cool dog. You'd be like, oh, I was attacked by a fucking pit bull. It was a chow chow.
Holy fuck.
Wow.
A chow. I vote we have a chow chow for the episode picture today.
Get the fuck out of here. But we'll come up with something better than that by the time this is out. What else we got, man? News-wise.
Matt Capitelli passed away from brain cancer this week.
Right, yeah. He's kind of, for a while it sounded like he was good to go, and you know, I guess not. But.
It was the second time it came around. I'm super familiar with Matt Capitelli because like for the first year of the Federation, we did that era of wrestling, and it was him and Johnny Mundo in Tough Enough doing like these weird little shit. They come in and they're just being treated like little punks. Mm. But Matt Capitelli was supposed to be really good until the brain cancer took him.
Yeah, what a fucking bullshit card to do, you know?
Yeah.
You take that shit for granted, right, in life. I mean, like I think a lot of people do. Because we know, I mean, I could name, like, I'm not going to name them. But I can think of, like, multiple listeners of ours who are in, like, fucking just got shitty-ass cards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they were dealt fucking awful cards, and it's just such a bullshit thing because the rest of us, well, not me anymore, knowing all these people, but you take it for granted. You know, you take seeing for granted or walking or fucking anything.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like, I'm fat. I'm fat and I take it for granted. I'm fat and I can still go around and I'm not like losing legs. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, at least I'm just fat and I'm not blind.
Right. 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 Does. I mean, I don't know. I imagine they'll do something on Raw for this. I mean, they'll probably try to exploit it as much as they can.
Oh, I'm sure they'll give him more treatment than they gave Vader.
Yeah, that, we didn't talk about that too. I don't know. I don't. Some people are like, "There's no ten." I wouldn't say Vader in WWE was a 10-bell salute kind of guy.
How many 10-bell salutes?
He would have been for us, but we were fucking too big to remember.
My cut out, but whatever. You got to think about it too. How many people in the WWE have been given 10-bell salutes? Eddie Guerrero, Owen Hart, the people that die while they're with the company, usually, isn't it? Bruno Sammartino maybe have gotten it, but that's a different story. Vader was nothing in the WWF. If I want to quote Vader, you're going to call me insensitive, but fuck it. Vader called himself a fat piece of shit on WWF television. That's what he's known for.
Yeah. So, he wasn't good. He didn't have a good run there.
No.
But they at least could have played the little like video package they had on .com on their 3-hour show.
Oh, it's disgusting. And
the awful show.
They're having a hard time doing anything with any sort of fucking remnants of a good show these days. So fuck them.
Yeah, hang around. We're going to shit all over WWE later. So. what else we got, man?
Vince has announced he's going to spend $500 million on the XFL over 3 years.
He's out of his fucking mind, dude. I'm ready to lose $500 million. How about you give that to poor people or something? Like,
I'm ready to be committed.
Yeah, how about you fucking do something decent with that? What a waste, man. It's not going to work. I will bet you anything that this will not work. And in fucking a year or whatever it is, I will be right here on this podcast saying, I fucking told us so.
Fucking told us so, Julian. Fucking told us so.
Fucking told us so.
I'm going to get that audio clip ready for a year down the road, and it's going to be waiting.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, hey, man, remember when I said that Vince McMahon was going to lose his ass on this? There's no way. Even a secondary football league, first off, never worked, regardless. No. But secondly, he's behind another group who has a way better situation. They've got TV. They've got they're going to be out a year ahead of them. I mean, I get it. There is tons of money right now in live shit. Like UFC is trash now.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It has low ratings. It's trash. I don't even watch it anymore. And they're getting record money. WWE, no one's watching. Well, not no one, but less people than ever are watching it.
Yes.
And it's trash. And they're making fucking crazy money. So live shit, live programming, live sports is,
at a premium. It's where it's at right now. And it doesn't matter what you draw. It's just your live sports. That's first and foremost the big deal.
Yeah.
And look at UFC and how many fights get canceled or happen. And just it's not the same because one guy couldn't weigh in because somebody important misses a weigh in every episode.
I mean, it's not even that. It's just like UFC doesn't have any stars anymore. No. The fights aren't that good anymore. Everyone's fighting for fucking for decisions. And there's no compelling matchups anymore.
No. I remember when I was a kid, man, it's like, oh, Randy Couture and Chuck Liddell, sign me up. You know, George St. Pierre, fuck yeah.
Stars.
Yeah.
Chuck Liddell, who is a personality. He's a star. Fucking Couture, Rampage Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, even dickheads like fucking Tito Ortiz.
Yeah. Hey, man, you got to admit Tito Ortiz can draw, right? Like, you wanted to watch him get his ass kicked.
Yeah. Marco Krokop. Guy never spoke a word of English. You know, there should be something about that, too. Pro wrestling should take fucking something from that. Mirko Krokop comes in, this Croatian motherfucker. Never heard a word of English out of the guy. And, like, I thought he was, like, the baddest dude ever until Gabriel Gonzaga kicked his fucking head off.
Well, it's like, your foreign heels don't need to talk. Like, how much bigger would we think Nakamura was or anybody in that ilk that just didn't speak and just came in and kicked people's asses?
We always said that with Nakamura. It's like, I would have brought him in and he wouldn't have said shit forever. Nope. And when he finally did, it would have been one word and it would have been huge. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Imagine how big Nita face would be if it was the only thing he'd ever said up until that point.
You know, or he doesn't say anything and then before WrestleMania has a face off and then just says WrestleMania, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Could have been something.
But no, no, everybody needs to have these long drawn out promos, even if English is your third, fourth, and fifth language.
Yeah. Hideo Itami, as we talked about last week, is going to be working in NOAH. They've announced his first match. It will be against Marufuji.
That's going to be, I mean, it should be a really good match.
Yeah.
You know,
but I guess it's supposed to be like a one-time only thing.
It's weird. It's weird. I don't understand it at all. But they're obviously trying to pride themselves in with some company in Japan. Because it's their only way to really be big in Japan.
Yeah.
So they need to buddy up with somebody, and New Japan will not be that person. Because look what they've done. They gave them Liger, and then they came and stole everybody. It's like, we'll loan you Liger for a night. Okay, well, we're going to take AJ Nakamura and the Good Brothers from you. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's like, it's whatever. But why do you have to be number one over there too? I guess I'm a hippie, so I don't think about it. I'd be like, I don't know, man. I'm pretty happy with everything. Fuck it.
Oh yeah, but we're not greedy, cock-eating sons of bitches that want to rule everything.
They're never gonna be number one in Japan. No, ever.
And they'll also never be number one in Mexico. Ever.
No.
It's not gonna happen.
No. So why even fucking bother? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's even your point?
Yeah, get now your they, pocket they have, and milk that pocket.
I mean, they do sell when they go to Japan. They sell tickets and shit. They, you know, that's no problem there. But if you think that Japanese people are going to watch that shit over their own shit, you're crazy.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, it's not.
Even if New Japan and NOAH and all these other ones weren't great, which they are, they would still rather watch that shit.
Yeah,
you know, it's their people.
Yeah,
you have fucking like what, three Japanese people on the roster, and you shit the bed with every single fucking one of them.
It's very true. It's very true. You got Kenta, who was a star, Nakamura, who was a star, and Asuka, who was, I'm sure, a star in her own right over in Japan. And over here, they're just other guys. It's like, okay.
Shit. Like, what they did with Asuka is like, what do you do? I'm not even a huge fan. It's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you've really, really ruined it. I bet Triple H just stands in a corner and just puts his head in his hand, just shakes it. Just like, fuck.
Yeah, this will be taking place in September as part of the 20th anniversary of Marufuji's debut.
That must be why he's going over for that one. Marufuji, probably they asked him, like, who would you want to face? He's like, give me Kenta.
Yeah, and they're such cunts that they can't, like, it would be amazing if they were actually work with New Japan or something. I mean, obviously they're not going to, but that was good shit, man. I don't know. I grew up watching WCW, and they always worked with Japan, and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Even WWF did a Japan, New Japan big show in, like, 1990.
Mm.
And then...
Well, they still had some working agreements, right? Because Taka and Sasuke had an amazing Japanese style match in the middle of some awful American pro wrestling.
Actually, it was one of the best in your houses.
It was Canadian
Stampede, and the crowd was so goddamn hot for the main event that the camera couldn't focus.
It's awesome.
That it's only like a four match show. It's Taker, Vader, a couple more ones, but yeah.
I should do that for Ringside of the Gym. The Taka and Sasuke match is so good.
It's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic.
But they also used to work with Mexico. You know, you can't forget about
Mil Máscaras
eliminating himself.
It's the only way that they would it's literally the only way that he would get out of that match. He would not get eliminated. You can't eliminate Mil Máscaras. You can't
let somebody throw you over the top.
Mil Máscaras, he's the man of 1,000 no cells.
Yeah. How is that better than just being thrown out? I was like eliminating yourself like a fucking moron.
I don't know, man. It's without a doubt. They're like, Mil, we're going to throw you over the top rope. Okay, that's how you're going to get eliminated. No, that don't work for me.
Yeah, no job, right?
No job.
That's but to be fair, like, Mil Máscaras is a huge star, man.
Of course.
Like, if you, why even put him in the fucking thing? That's just it. At the end of the day, it's like, I'd tell him to go fuck himself. You're gonna have to jump off the top, maybe, or that you just be like, go ahead, fucking dumb motherfucker. Whatever you want.
You look like an idiot. Go for it.
Yeah, but WWE did confirm the all the TV deals that we, you know, already knew about.
Yeah, the billions and billions of dollars that they're going to make now.
Yeah, that's pretty silly. Rey Mysterio is signing soon. He's been really, he's shown for the game. So they've been courting each other for months now. I expect now that he's in the game, it's going to be.
Yeah, they're courting each other like a boy and a girl that see each other at church. So, can I come over? Can I come sit next to you? No, my parents won't let me.
Church girls are always the ones who are down to fuck, man.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what. Tell you what. But yeah, I don't know. You got any other?
Oh, Del Rio's being sued for his bar brawl from 2016.
Yeah.
And Kevin Owens surfaced on YouTube being hugging Shania Twain and being on stage with her while she sang.
Yeah, but she didn't do the song he wanted.
No, she did. He didn't do "When," but whatever. I thought that was so funny though, because I seen it a week ago where he was talking about how he's like, I'm gonna go see Shania Twain, and all of a sudden I see this video on Twitter of Kevin Owens on stage with Shania Twain. I was like, what the fuck is this?
I think he was telling her that he's a big star when she comes out and talks to him and shit.
Oh really?
I don't know. It was in Francais, so I don't know.
Oh, does Shania Twain speak French? Fair enough.
She must. Either they were speaking French to each other, or I was really fucked up that night. Either one is a possibility, I suppose.
I believe you. I've been there.
NXT takeovers are going to be starting an hour earlier.
Really?
I don't know why.
That doesn't make sense, because they're shorter shows. You think they'd start an hour later.
Oh, wait a minute. Are these going to be 3-hour shows now?
Oh, I hope not. Because the NXT
idea is that the shows will be under 3 hours. So,
oh, well, the shows have been going a little long lately, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've been going a little over the 2-hour mark.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's a great setup, though. I enjoy it. It's 5 matches. You know, it's just it's just a perfect little fucking show.
I agree. I think that if they
shows too much.
Yeah, I think they added more to the 5 matches every show. I think you'd really start to see that NXT's development. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can get your 5 good matches on a big show. After that, you're stretching it.
Well, they still, I mean, they have enough talent to do it, but yeah, I know what you're saying. But I don't know. I don't really have much other news this week.
There was a they had a tryout camp at the WWE. There's some names of note. Terrell and Terrence Hughes, better known as Devon Dudley's sons from TNA, who are actually Devon Dudley's sons.
Do they wrestle? Where do they wrestle?
They don't wrestle. They're going to start. They want to start wrestling at the WWE tryout camp. I guess they might wrestle. I don't know.
Come, dude, if he owns a school, if he wasn't training these motherfuckers, what are we doing?
Then he must be training them. Then we had
Do you know anything about them? Are they big?
Can you remember Impact, where like they were on Devon's side and then they went with Elijah Burke instead, or the Pope?
I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. They're just generic looking dudes. That's all I know.
So what year were they on Impact?
When they were doing, just before Devon entered the Aces and Eights, probably.
So what are we talking about?
Like 2011, 2012.
Mm. So these guys, they're not like young necessarily.
Oh no, they're probably in their mid-20s.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, that could be something.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, what if this is like Mama Devon's hidden child? Like 2 of them. It'd be great. Blaster McMassive from Chikara. Rob Strauss, formerly known as Robbie E, the host of What Happened When, or not What Happened When, When, what is it? How, why it ended. What Happened When is Tony Schiavone.
Yeah.
Rory Gulak.
Oh, dude, no shit.
Yeah. Rory Gulak was in it.
It should sign Rory Gulak, man.
I think so too.
Like, based on his old school shit, like his whole story coming up is like fucking, what was his name?
I was going to ask you, what was the name that he went by when he first came out? I can't remember it.
Well, because he was a complete ripoff of Nick Mondo.
Oh, Little Mondo.
Yeah, Little Mondo. Okay.
Yeah, Little Mondo.
Which is fucking crazy, right? Like,
yeah.
It's just so weird. Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then there is Ava Story from Impact. She was already on an episode of NXT. And Chelsea Green.
Oh, God. Yeah, Laurel Van Ness, right?
Yeah. Yep. So she was also there as well. So Chelsea Green can work. I mean.
Okay. So let's go through this list. Which of these would you sign? I mean, obviously you can't see whatever their workout was, but.
I would sign Rory Gulak. I don't know who. Yeah. I've never seen a Blaster McMassive match.
No, me neither.
Just
no
out of the curiosity factor that Devon trained his sons, I would take them because it's a easy tag team to have that you can easily push.
Oh, especially, and you don't have the Ely fucking brothers anymore. So.
Exactly. Well, didn't they only get rid of one of the Ely brothers?
Yeah, they should have got rid of them both. How do you fire one twin?
That's so true. Chelsea Green, I would hire, and then I would tell Rob Strauss.
You would?
Yeah, I would hire. Yep.
I wouldn't hire that.
I would hire. I like the gimmick. I do.
There's so many good women already. It's like.
But there's also so many shit women there, too.
I don't know. I really don't like that girl, like, at all.
No. I like Chelsea.
Robbie E., I'd sign him.
I'd sign him, yeah, just because anybody can co-host why it ended.
That is, like, I don't. You know, I think when you do a wrestling pod, maybe you don't listen to so many wrestling pods. I don't know. But I really like that show. Why It Ended is kind of my favorite one. I skipped this week because fucking Vince Russo.
It was aggravating to listen to it. It really was.
I listened to like 20 minutes and I was like, it's just the same shit. It's like, who do you think is more full of shit, Vince Russo or Eric Bischoff? They're like the biggest bullshit artists in wrestling.
Yeah. But like, you can get anybody to co-host that show because it's all Matt Coon. It really is.
Yeah.
Robbie E. doesn't do anything for it.
What is his new gimmick anyway? I haven't seen it. I've heard about it.
The Robert Strauss brand.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. I don't watch House Hardcore. What do you think? I'm fucking stupid.
You don't want to see fucking guys from the Spirit Squad wrestling?
No, I really don't. I don't want to see Tommy Dreamer come out in his fucking dusty polka dot pants either. With his man tits and fucking fat arms waving around in the air. I don't give a fuck. His bald
head. You listen
to
me, Tommy Dreamer. You stay off my Lucha Underground, too.
Yeah, you're fucking right. You're fucking right.
Just no more respect for a Suplex City Limits Hall of Famer. Speaking of which, you know, I forget to mention it a lot on the show. We have a Hall of Fame on Facebook. Has been putting people in there since like the very first episode of this show. And we did WrestleMania and the Hall of Fame. We're like, fuck this Hall of Fame. And it kind of organically, we're like, hey, we should start our own. So we did. Anyway, check that out on Facebook under the album section. I added Mike Awesome this week. I finally relented and I gave in to the people who were harassing me for Mike Awesome. I was like, this is whatever. Okay. And, dude, it has the most fucking likes and engagement and comments. Everyone's like, fuck yeah, Mike Awesome. I'm like, I didn't know Mike Awesome was, like, Mike, so beloved.
Mike Awesome, in one ilk, you can say Mike Awesome put so many people in uncompromising positions but never got put in uncompromising positions himself. But then
Tanaka beat the fuck out of him.
Yes, but he did infinitely more to Tanaka than Tanaka did to him. See,
that's
just it.
That's what I always thought about him. I never liked him because he was a cunt like that. He would fuck you up to get a pop because he couldn't get a pop really any other way.
Yeah, exactly. That's my take on Mike Awesome as well. But that's not saying that Mike Awesome wasn't exciting to watch. And you take Mike Awesome and his sheer size and what WCW did to him.
It's Russo did do.
The fat chick. What was it? The fat kid.
The fat chick thriller.
Yes. Like, come on, man. Like,
which one do you prefer?
That 70s guy?
Yeah, which one do you prefer of those two?
Definitely the fat chick killer. That 70s guy.
I think, his beat into fat chicks. It is a better gimmick than that 70s guy, Mike Awesome. Are you fucking kidding me, man?
God damn.
We got to have that guy. And Mike Awesome, too, man. He, I mean, he was a big guy size. He really could have been a big fucking star in WWE or something.
He could have been. He was hired in the WWE like 2002, done a couple matches on Velocity, and then got fired.
And then he killed himself, yeah?
Well, then he came back for One Night Stand and then killed himself.
That's a bummer, man. Yeah, that's a bummer.
It is. It is. It's a bummer. I don't know. Did he kill himself or did he just die of a drug overdose?
No, I hung himself.
Oh, was it really? Shit.
Yeah. Must have been a tall ceiling or a tall fucking. he's pretty tall.
That's must have been saying. A chandelier.
Yeah, he must have had high ceilings and then police, so I'll tell you what.
I don't know. Oh, strong ceiling, too. Not like that ceiling in Spruce Grove.
Yeah.
That was the funniest video I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, yeah, that like the two worst people at getting away from a cop ever in the video. It's kind of going around, so maybe people do know what we're talking about.
They might be, yeah. Well, like, when she starts climbing in front of the camera, and then all of a sudden it cuts through the aisle, and she's just falling through the ceiling. It's fucking... Like, she could have died. Like, she was like a cunt hair away from dying in any direction.
It's so shitty, dude. It's like two shitty Canadian... fuckers trying to get away from a shitty Canadian cop.
Oh, he was bad too. He really was bad. I like seeing the guy get tasered too. He runs and all of a sudden just does a McTwist and falls down. It's fucking amazing.
Lars Sullivan broke his jaw against Aleister Black at TakeOver. Allegedly. I don't know why it took this long.
He broke his jaw in that black mask that missed.
No shit. I was like, allegedly, because it took so long for it to come out. Maybe they're like, it was to say he has a broken jaw, and I don't know what we're gonna do with this guy, because that is one of the most that's probably the biggest botch of the year. It's right up there with Jinder.
Oh, and, it's not as big as Jinder and Jeff Hardy, though. It can't be, because
dude,
literally Jinder watched Jeff Hardy miss him land on the ground, then Jinder did a flak bat bump. Like, yeah. That's pretty bad.
This was just so fucking bad. But evidently he's got a broken jaw, so I don't know. He'll be out for a while. I don't really care. I feel bad for the guy, but I don't enjoy anything about him, so.
That's fair.
Like, that 5 seconds where he stands in the dark with a light behind him.
I like seeing big guys just beat the shit out of little guys.
Yeah.
I like that. But other than that, he doesn't really have anything else for me, you know?
For me, they ruined him when they, like, a guy who looks like that shouldn't talk, even if he has a cool voice, much less the fucking impediment that he has. It's like, and it's not like, you know, Dusty hit him with cool, baby. You know, it was cool. It's like this, that, what he has going on is not cool sounding.
Well, you can't be a monster and have a lisp at the same time.
And not only that, but he cuts these, like, stupidly written, you know, like Braun Strowman, where he goes out and, like, the words he says and shit. It's just, whatever.
Enjoy your car. Hope you got insurance.
Like, dude. This is the fucking worst, man. It is the dirt fucking worst, man. He doesn't, so, like, Owens runs out and is like, oh, he doesn't see Strowman right there or
this
the car right there.
Cocksucker.
Blinders on, man.
The Shania Twain. He's just got Shania Twain on the mind.
I'm gonna go see Shania. Yeah, probably. I don't know what else. What else you got, man?
That's all. I don't have anything else for as in the news. Oh, Lesnar. The rumor of Lesnar not being around for SummerSlam.
Do you give a fuck?
No,
fuck him.
I don't. WWE. This Universal title could easily disappear at Lesnar, and nobody would bat an eye at all.
If he does, if he were to, like, fucking hold him up or, like, leave, I would just let him leave with that belt and just never fucking address it again. Come up with a new belt that actually has a fucking decent name. Yeah. Red.
Or just even take that belt, just take one off of your shelf that you're selling and just be like, you know what, man, fuck Brock Lesnar. We're going to do a tournament right now. Right? Like, you know, you do whatever. People will cheer if you say... It's just like, look at the reaction that Bayley's got from saying, you ain't shit, Sasha, right?
Oh, well, we'll get into that, too. All right, well, let's move from here into the Suplex City Limits top three.
Suplex City Limits
top three!
Suplex City Limits top three on top three matches of the week. In a week that had a lot of good matches.
And there was everything was tough competition.
We could have went OG and had a top fucking five this week.
We could have. Imagine this is one of the first weeks that we've been able to do that. Dominion week maybe, and then Wrestle Kingdom week we could have done a top five.
Mm.
But
well, why don't you take us through it, man?
Well, it's very UK heavy. So if you did not see the UK tournament show, then you're fucked. You're shit out of luck. And you what are you doing with life watching WWE and not this?
Yeah. Also, if you watched Raw and SmackDown and not that, like, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah, you've taken a wrong turn and you need some professional guidance. But
yes.
Our first match would be British Strong Style, which is Pete Dunne, Trent Seven, and Tyler Bate, taking on the Undisputed Era in a six-man tag during the first night of the show, and it was fantastic. Absolutely extravagant.
Yeah, very good. Very fucking good. This week was like the week of tag matches and six-man tag matches.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, and really, all three of our top three revolve around the same people.
Mm. Oh, yeah, exactly. It's just like, look at the fucking talent they have in that match right here.
Yeah.
I mean, all those guys are, well, maybe not Trent Seven. All those
still
guys
good, though. Trent Seven. Trent Seven's still
good.
Well,
he's still good. I'm saying the rest of them are all like, I mean, fucking top stars. Tier. There's at least top tier single stars. Like Adam Cole, dude, they can't really, well, as we've said that a million times, but like that guy should be, even though he's small and short and shit, to me, Adam Cole could be a fucking champion on the main roster.
I think so. I agree completely, especially if you've got heavy behind him. You know what I mean? Like, as long as he's with the Undisputed Era as a shitting heel, you can believe he's a champion.
They are, bear with me here, they are a fucking, they remind me kind of the NWO a little bit.
I agree. And you know what part of that is? Their promos have their music behind it.
Well, there's that, but there's also the fact that they are all dudes who came from Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
They're just kind of, they have that cool swagger to them. I mean, just the whole thing gives me an NWO vibe.
I agree.
And I feel like on the main roster, that could be a thing, but it'll never be a thing because they're not going to focus on something like that. It's just not what they're going to do. I mean, they're going to have Roman Reigns as the focus and Seth Rollins as the focus, and that's it. Have a nice day.
Yeah, eat shit.
Yeah. Speaking of which, all this talking about this does not make me enthused about the house show I'm going to tonight, by the way.
Oh, you decided that you're going.
I got free tickets.
Oh, yes, yes, but you said you might not go, so I didn't know.
I don't want to. I mean, I'm still might not, I guess. Really? I mean, we'll see. We'll see if I'm... Because that's how I do a lot of shit. I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. And then like it comes up and I'm like, oh, dude, I'm too high to do that. I don't want to fucking do that.
So tell all the fine masses, what's the main event?
We're in the middle of the top three. The main event is Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens, Jinder Mahal, and Corporate Corbin.
See, this makes no sense, first off, right?
No. And Corporate Corbin was on FM radio here, and I happened to hear it this week. It was all right. He sucked fucking Randy Orton off the whole time, but other than that, it was like...
Hmm. Well, they probably suck each other off on the road anyway, so...
Oh, I bet. It's like new, tall, bland, boring fucking guy likes old,
bland boring,
tall.
Yeah.
A lot of people drink the Kool-Aid, man. On the whole Randy Orton thing. And I'm sure there's people listening right now who would like prepare to argue that with me. But dude, Randy Orton fucking sucks. I can't take that dude. I think he sucks. He's boring.
Yeah, never does nothing. He does nothing for me. Sure, what he does looks good. You know, everything that he does looks smooth and crisp. But yeah.
Even a guy like the Tuna Meltzer fucking loves Randy Orton. He thinks Randy Orton's great.
But he'll never give Randy Orton a bunch of stars, though. You know what I mean?
Well, he doesn't have. I mean, never had any kind of match like that.
No, he's fundamentally a good wrestler. But other than that, man, he's definitely sucks as a babyface because he's a cunt and he doesn't know how to be nice. So
back to the top. We have to focus on the top three because it was brought. It was brought to my attention that last week we started the top three and then we kind of meandered off, and I think they were in there, but it wasn't very concise. People were confused what the fuck happened.
Jim, you know what I'm starting to think is people complain to you a lot.
They weren't. This wasn't a complaint. This was just more of a like, you guys were so fucked up. You know.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. Mustache Mountain took on the Undisputed Era, which is Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong for the NXT Tag Team Championships. And guess what?
Yeah.
Mustache Mountain win. And yeah, the crowd goes insane.
This was night two of the UK shows. This was fucking great, man. I really enjoyed the crowd. Did go fucking ballistic for this. And we said this like a while back. You know, like, why not just use Mustache Mountain as a tag team?
Yeah.
And here they are finally up.
Well, they've been a tag team over in Britain for a while.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, in NXT, you know, they were never using them. You know, they used them in the UK tournament singles originally last year. And then they haven't really done anything with them. And it was like, they have no tag teams down there. Why don't you bring them in as a tag team? So hopefully they'll be, you know, I mean, obviously they got the belts, so they'll be around more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's much in the way of, like, Oney Lorcan and what's his nuts? I can never remember his name.
Danny Burch.
Danny Burch, yeah. Like, we wanted them to be a tag team for the longest kind of time. And now they are, and now they got Mustache Mountain. The NXT tag division looks great. And then you look at the Raw tag team division and SmackDown tag team division. And it's just like, is this the same company? It's like, yeah, this was the worst. This whole landscape was your great NXT tag division 4 years ago.
Yeah. AOP returns from like being off TV for a month.
And get castrated by O'Neal.
Yeah,
we like to treat our backstage members with respect. Could you give them some respect, please? And he just speaks Punjabi, tells them to fuck off.
Oh my god, fantastic! Yeah, that's great. I think Mustache Mountain are great to be fucking champions.
Yeah,
I enjoy them.
And we have to touch on how the pop that they got when they won was fucking gigantic. Absolutely gigantic.
What an open, too. They opened that day two show with that. What a fucking open.
Yeah, there was something to follow there. I'm not going to, like, this is not top three worthy, but I enjoyed the tag match, even though it had EC3 in it, with Velveteen Dream taking on Ricochet and Aleister Black. I enjoyed that mainly because of the crowd.
I agree.
I really enjoyed, and this is where we might differ.
I like the finish on it, actually, where EC3's looking out as Velveteen walks out. Velveteen's in the aisle, and everyone's chanting, you know, look behind you. And he knows, and he stands there for a while. I was like, oh, that's really good, before he turns around and
he gets his accepts fist ready. His fate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking great. What are you talking about now?
And I also quite enjoyed the Shayna Baszler-Tony Storm match, which you might believe different about.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I enjoyed the fuck out of it.
Yeah, mostly for Toni Storm,
is
the Jim Vicious hottie of the week, by the way.
She'll be hottie of the week every week now that the NXT UK division is up and running.
Toni Storm, you can be my hottie of the week.
I love her.
She's fucking,
what
she's
a badonka donkey.
And she's good. Dude, yeah. So, I think she is the reason this match was good.
Oh, I completely agree. To me, it's probably the best Shayna Baszler match she's ever had.
Better than her and Nikki Cross at TakeOver, I would say.
Yeah, and it had a kind of, you know, another interesting finish where Toni Storm got counted out. And to me, you've built, like, Toni Storm is obviously your female for the UK division. She's the one. Now you've made it so that at least her match with Shayna Baszler, she did not get pinned.
Yeah.
Right? And you can see she was on her way into the ring as 10 was being counted. So, you know, it's not like she was down and out.
That was good. Let's do the last match of the top three, and then we can kind of buzz through the UK shit more.
Yes, the last match in our top three would be Pete Dunne taking on Zach Gibson in the night two. Zach Gibson ended up winning the UK Championship Tournament and took on Pete Dunne in what to me looked like Pete Dunne's coming out moment in like I'm a fucking star.
Man, the dude just doesn't have bad matches.
No. No. Yeah. And he took a guy like Zach Gibson, who is a complete unknown to me, and just tell me, like, yeah, no, he's going to be big in our NXT UK division. Right? It's like, right. You've already made him a main eventer for that show. And I thought it worked out great. You don't need, Pete Dunne should not lose that title anytime soon.
No, yeah, I agree with you fully on that. I mean, who else do you have that even would make sense? You know, bait again? No.
No. No. There's nobody you've built up enough for it, I don't think. I do believe, though, that Travis Banks and Joe Coffey,
yeah,
are two other guys to really keep your eyes on. I've loved Joe Coffey for years watching ICW, and yeah, he's just a brick shit house. And Travis Banks is fucking entertaining as fuck. So,
well, the Coffey brothers did an attack angle here.
Yes, on Travis Banks, and I could live Joe Coffey being able to, go through Travis Banks, and I can believe Joe Coffey beating Pete Dunne because look at him.
Is he, would he be a good champion, you think?
Yeah. Maybe, if he stops saying merci. No merci.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so, I like him.
Yeah, really good. These YouTube, that takeover, the second day, the first day I didn't watch. Other than the six man, because I was like, I don't want to sit through all these guys.
Yeah.
Jordan Devlin and fucking all these other dudes. So I'm just like, whatever. So if you watch the first night, tell me about it.
Well, the first night, honestly, it's the quarters, semis, and finals, right? So, yeah. It's quarters, semis, and finals. Matches were fairly short. They weren't long at all. And there was no standout matches, in my opinion. They had a three-way, they originally had a four-way for who would take on Shayna Baszler, but there was this is Isla Dawn, Killer Kelly, Toni Storm, and Ginny. Now, Ginny would become concussed early on in the match, and then they would edit it to make it look like a three-way. So then it became Isla Dawn, Killer Kelly, and Toni Storm. Now, I will say, I think I could get into Killer Kelly if you give her the right opponent.
Agreed. Actually, she had a match on night two, and I thought she was okay. I thought that other chick was fucking nothing.
I was not a fan. No, you got two chicks wearing backwards hats. Come on, get that shit. Well,
that one, man. She, she's not into dudes. I am gonna go ahead and guess. She just looked like every fucking like boy lesbian you see around town, you know?
Yes, I know. I believe you.
She and Mark Andrews could be like fucking, they could go around sister. And say like, oh, we're brothers. No, just brothers.
Just tape up her titties.
Yeah, this is my brother.
I think her name's Charlie too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was actually.
Charlie Morgan, yep.
And Charlie Morgan.
Charlie Murphy.
I'm not judging her based on the fact that she looked like fucking a boy lesbian. Just that she was not good.
There was nothing to write home about. And then Zach Gibson and Travis Banks found themselves in the finals. Zach Gibson would beat Morgan Webster, which is the mod style guy.
Yeah, what do you think of that guy?
I think his gimmick is cool. I like he's just a 60s Brit punk pop, you know what I mean? Like he's dressed like all those bands, yeah. The Who.
I mean, you could see him. I could see him being a good heel for America, right?
Yeah.
He's just that fucking, just an asshole.
Yeah.
Fucking Brit, yeah. It's actually from Wales.
Oh, really?
Like a boy!
Babs!
I love that we both have, those are both pretty fleshed out, right? I mean, I thought both of our impressions at the start were pretty fucking good.
Well, see, you know what I do? I speak high pitched and then I start karate chopping my throat.
Oh, you do it like that?
Yeah.
I just use all natural vibrato.
Oh, you're a beauty. Vibrato. But yeah, Zach Gibson would win. And Travis Banks would get the shit kicked out of him later on by Joe Coffey because he beat Joe Coffey in the semifinals. So.
Yeah. Bitch. So we get into what? Day two of the UK thing.
Yes, which starts with the tag match.
I just like overall these UK shows. The venue was fucking great.
Oh, beautiful. Johnny Saint sucked.
Oh, God, we'll get into that somewhere in here.
We're going to have a four-way fatal match. See,
Did you catch the crowd doing four-way fatal? They were chanting. UK crowds are the best. Man.
See, the only downside I have to it is I didn't understand three-quarters of the chants. They need a translator to tell me what they're chanting.
Yeah.
Like, I got the, Trent Seven Army. Right, I've gotten that one. That's about it. That's about all I understood. The rest of them was just like, what did he say? It's clever. I want to chant along, but I don't fucking know.
Yeah, and the little thing here, too. Okay, the one fall thing, I don't even know what that is or where that came from.
I don't know.
And I don't like it. But anyway, you notice how, like, on the main roster shit, they've instructed the announcers to step on it.
Oh, really?
But like, don't. Oh, dude, if you watch like Raw and shit, they don't give them a chance to do it. Here, the guy just like stops. He's like, yep, okay, say it. All right, here we go. And I can continue with my shit.
Yeah.
The whole thing just has a tone of like NXT and shit. It's supposed to be fun. You're supposed to enjoy it. It's, you know, whereas like WWE, the whole tone of WWE to me is just cunty and like secretly hates you and hates wrestling. And I don't know.
They hate the whole culture. They do. And they desperately do not want to be a part of that culture.
Yeah. So we talked about all these matches, really. We talked about the tag. We talked about Charlie Morgan and her backwards hat.
They had Noam Dar.
Mark Andrews.
Noam Dar is the number one contender. No, we didn't talk about it, but Noam Dar is the number one contender for the UK Championship.
Yeah, that's a four-man fatal. Johnny Saint, dude, he's an SCL Hall of Famer as well. Dude, not going to work out as the GM. No. Holy fuck.
No, he's abysmal.
No.
He really is. To me, though, why didn't Travis Banks go over? Why would you have Noam Dar of all people? To me, that just makes your title seem Bush League because a cruiserweight from 205 Live is the one challenging you. The only cruiserweight from 205 Live that I believe should challenge is Neville. That's the only one to me that makes sense.
I actually forgot about that dude. Something reminded me about him the other day, and I was like, oh, fuck yeah. I think I totally forgot about that guy.
I do believe we'll see Neville come back for this.
Dude, he's been sitting out this whole time. I think he's just waiting for his contract to expire.
I think that I believe in my, this is not any kind of, there's no validation to this whatsoever. This is just me with my own conspiracy theories. I think the WWE and Neville have secretly agreed to keep him off television and he'll return here in this UK.
The fuck out of here.
It's only 2 days a month. 2 days a month. He gets to stay over in England the whole goddamn life. He could do whatever the fuck he wants. Works 2 days. I think he would be a star for NXT UK. And then you can just have him go, you can give what? Feed him to insert name here before he leaves, and they're a goddamn fucking main event.
I just always thought that they just wasted opportunities with that. The 205, especially at that point when that was like the highest elevation of that belt, when a guy loses it or something, that should be where he moves up into the main shit. He could have moved up into something with Balor and Rollins and all these fucking guys. That's what the cruiserweight thing should be.
If someone establishes
themselves, you move them up the card. Fuck it.
I can believe it to a degree. But if you put it on guys like Enzo Amore, no. If you put it on Tony Nese, no. But if you put it on a guy that is, you know, he transcends everything. Like, you can give it to Cedric Alexander, right?
Yeah.
And give him a lengthy run. Yeah, if he had a personality, yes. But if you gave him a lengthy run, yeah, sure, I can believe him going up there and rolling with Finn Balor and Seth Rollins and shit. But there's a lot of Mark Andrews. No, never. He's forever a cruiserweight, if that. Man, Drews, fuck you and your band.
I like his in-ring work, but yeah, I don't like him either. Like, his music sucks, and it's like, it's his own shitty band, which is like, makes it suck even more.
Like, I like Blink 182, and the fact that he's got a move called Stomp 182 helps me a little bit. But the whole Blink 182 ripoff band, no. Blink 182 is the only shitty band like that that I tolerate.
And we talked about it before, at least a long time ago, but yeah. That shit is just like the enemy of me.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Jim hates it with all his passion.
Pop punk is like, you go fuck yourself, man.
Yes. No, I agree. I agree. It's a flawed. But the only thing is, Blink 182 didn't really start out as pop punk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once My Age Again came out, they turned into pop punk. But like, Dude Ranch has a bit of an edge to it.
Yeah. When I came from punk, I had fucking balls, man. And we go to punk shows with low ceilings and fucking people coming out of the pit covered in blood and fucking violence and just real punk rock shit. You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm sure you respect it. You respect the fact that like, you're like, I can see how fucking like OG hardcore punk people hate, like, you know, it was basically suburban kids like those bands too.
Yeah.
You know, like suburban kids, like, wow, these bands are awesome. We should start a band like that. But we don't have any problems or, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. That
we
is
don't
exactly
have any obstacles in life. So we write songs like all the small things. Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. Actually, the story behind All the Small Things was the record company said, we need a hit. So he wrote it about his wife. And he's like, okay, this is our hit. But, I agree. Like, but Blink 182 is just who got me into all these hardcore punk bands. So I would never have known about punk rock if it wasn't for Blink 182. So it's one of those things where I respect it in that way, and I completely understand why people that grew up listening to punk look at Blink 182 and just raise their nose, because I'm the same way with certain music.
Yeah, about as light and fucking frat boy as I allow in punk is like Pennywise.
You know?
Like back in the day, like Pennywise was my outskirts of punk. Is like, I like Pennywise a lot, but they're all like, that's about as light into punk as I will fucking go.
I get you.
That or maybe like a Rancid, you know, Rancid and Up and the Wolves and shit like that.
Descendants is pretty light as well, but I love the Descendants. I fucking love them.
I never got into that band. We should do a fucking special punk rock episode.
We should just do a punk rock show.
We could.
Really. And we'll get fucking Paul Johnson on. We'll get all kinds of other people on. Music personalities. It'd be fucking great.
There you go. Maybe.
Maybe.
Keep donating to that Patreon, dude.
Motherfuckers. Do it. This brings us to Adam Cole and the Classic Wolfgang, which this match I'm not a fan of. Wolfgang can eat a dick, because if you can't have a great match with Adam Cole, if the highlight of the match is the fans telling Adam Cole to do the baby one more time, then
what happened? Why do they not like this guy? That's one of their boys,
right?
They're like, you go fuck yourself, sir. And I thought he was okay in that tournament last year. I was like, he's a big guy, he's pretty agile, he does a fucking badass swanton and shit.
But
I don't know,
against Adam Cole, it's like that big Cass and Dan O'Brien thing, man. If you can't have a good match there, then you might as well pack your bags and kiss the whole dusty trail, baby.
I mean, I like that guy. I just didn't think the crowd was just like, nope. We like it. We like Adam Cole. How big was that pop, too? We're talking about pops on this show. When they convinced him to do another Adam Cole baby.
Yes.
That was fucking loud. The crowd was so into it. Every person was up and really good.
It's one of those things, if I was at a wrestling show, you're goddamn right I'm chanting along to Adam Cole, baby.
Dude, yeah. That's one thing I was thinking. Back to that house show. The last time I went, I knew that there was people on there. I'm like, well, we'll get to do this. Sami Zayn was on the show. I'm like, okay, we'll get to sing the song. And even Cass and shit was on the show. So even though I don't like those guys, it's like, oh, you can do something fun.
Yeah,
I don't think there's a single one of those on the show today.
That's disappointing. That really is.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's got like a cool chant. That was the best thing. Yeah, we saw Zayn. We got to do that. We got to do the Ole fucking thing. It was that's the most fun you're gonna have at wrestling, to me, at a WWE show anyway. So when people complain about chanting, it's like, have you went to those shows? Like,
yeah, have you ever
been? You know
that
that's the only fun part, right? Is,
yeah. Well, it's like...
is doing only.
Yeah, but the people that, don't like chanting are just curmudgeonal farts that just need to fucking stop watching wrestling because you're too contrary.
Bigger curmudgeons than me. Think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, think about that. That's a fucking curmudgeon, buddy.
You might want to reassess.
Yeah.
Reassess your fucking life, man. So yeah, that was it. Holy fuck. Well, yeah. A lot of wrestling on that, but
there was it was a good, what was it, if in all in total 5 hours of wrestling.
Yeah, a lot of good shit in there. All our top three. So what are we gonna talk about next? You want to talk about just the NXT while we're at it?
We might as well just talk about that, the NXT show. And they did announce after this, did you notice the subtle differences? The first night they had the WWE turnbuckles. And then Triple H and Johnny Saint came out and they announced that this is going to be the UK division will be NXT UK. And then the next night they came out, NXT was plastered on the logo. They had the NXT turnbuckles. It's completely changed. So
it's a nice little touch.
It is. It is. I liked it. Hopefully, I know that I was pretty down on the NXT UK stuff before. But after watching this, I think this is going to rival NXT for the best hour of television in the week.
Yeah, could be some really good shit. Yeah. On the regular NXT, I mean, a lot. Aleister Black came out looking like a metal dude on his lunch break at a call center. You like see that dude in the break room eating a sandwich. You're like, oh, that dude's in the metal.
Yeah, it's like, I got to be cool. I got to be nice to that guy. He looks like he might hurt me.
I hate the whole dress code thing. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
Let that guy come out dressed as he's dressed. And he doesn't. These people don't look cool when they're arguing dressed like fucking dudes at a call center. It's just dumb.
No. With his shoes and no socks and shit. Come on, man. I hate that shit. The worst thing that can happen is he comes out in sandals. Birkenstocks at that.
Oh, like fucking Ricochet with his no socks.
Oh, sweaty ass fucking feet.
I don't wear socks either. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Shoes, are you that fucking serial killerish? Will you not wear socks and shoes? Is that a thing? Do you that?
Yeah, I wear like the shoes I wear are like skate shoe boat shoes. Okay. I think they call them boat shoes. It's like a Vans loafer kind of thing.
Yeah, I get you. I've had DC versions of those. I can understand not wearing socks in those.
Oh, dude, these are actually DCs, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've had them. They were gray but white pinstripes. I fucking love them. And then there was, if I have sneakers, oh, no, man, sweaty feet, and then you take your feet out and the sole comes with it? No, man, I'm not fucking with that shit.
These are the only shoes I wear, but they set up the match with Black and Ciampa is going to happen. That's going to be fucking rad.
Yeah. Yeah, that will be. I've liked what Ciampa's been doing on social media too, and releasing videos of God of War where he's fighting the first god, and yeah. It's so good because he does look like Aleister Black and he does look like Ciampa, so it's really fucking dope.
Yeah, and this segment was good too. I thought like, oh, a talkie segment, actually not that bad.
I like talkie segments if they're going somewhere and there's passion behind it. I don't like these talking segments where Alexa Bliss comes out and talks for 15 minutes and then nothing happens. You know what I mean? That can go fuck like itself. That? Well, see, I like looking at Alexa Bliss. I think she's a good talker, but there's no point. There's a beginning and no end. It's just the same stuff just rolls on through. But I would stick my dick in her mouth anytime to get her to shut up.
Kona Reeves beat somebody. I thought this was over. I was just thinking about that. Like, last week, 2 weeks ago, I was like, oh, they must have gave up on that stupid Kona Reeves shit. No.
Nope.
Awful. No, but we'll never be shit. That guy will never be shit.
Feathered hair is shit.
Do you get the fucking, like, knockoff?
Flair?
Oh, you get, like, a knockoff flair from that? Yeah.
I do.
I mean, I can see that, too.
I get a knockoff. I get the cheapest. This, okay, you go to the dollar store, and you pick up the Dick Flair fucking, you know, a knockoff Ric Flair figurine, you get Conan Reeves. You know what I mean? It's G.I. Joseph.
It reminds me of G.I. Bo, Canadian hero.
Captain Canada, baby.
Amazing. But yeah, so we had that. Candice LeRae defeated Lacey Evans. LeRae is just better than most of the women on this whole roster.
Is horrible.
Yeah, this is another one just fucking trash. They keep trying to kind of do shit with her. It's like, dude, she's awful. Fuck her.
Yeah, leave her alone. Let her die in a fucking hole somewhere.
Probably my favorite part of the whole show.
Oh, heavy machinery, baby. Grilling meat. Yes.
Some sausage, Tucky. Tucky and Dozer grilling up tons of fucking meat, man.
But why was it not steaks? Why were they cooking sausage and not steaks?
Because the sausage is fucking delicious.
Yes, but they steaks and weights, bro. Steaks and weights.
Oh, yeah. Where's Dozovich from?
I don't know.
Seems like he'd be. No, but I mean, he's an American, right? So he seems to me like the kind of guy who would be from this part of the country. He's probably from Wisconsin or something.
He was. I'm looking it up right now. As soon as you type in, okay, if you Google Otis Dozovich, it's a bunch of pictures of Otis Dozovich and one picture of Mandy Rose.
We'll find out where he's from. It's probably from the Midwest somewhere. They don't breed people like that out in fucking, California and shit.
Wisconsin.
Shut up.
Yeah, he went to Superior High School in Superior, Wisconsin.
Dude, I swear to you, I did not know where he was from.
And then he went to college at a Colorado State.
That's amazing. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, dude, he's just like that dude. Yeah, that guy's probably from Wisconsin or Indiana or something.
Did you know he was a prospect for the U.S. Greco-Roman wrestling team for the 2012 Summer Olympics?
I did not.
He was. Mm.
But they won a match with the Mighty, which should be awesome.
Yes.
You know, I didn't start over like on Heavy Machinery. I was like very slow to come around, but.
Oh, dude, man, they slowly become my favorite part of NXT.
I mean, even though Tucker Knight, so we still feel like it should be Bill Dempsey.
Yes, you're goddamn right.
Much better with Bill Dempsey.
It would be, man. It really fucking would be. But, I mean, I'll live with this for now because Otis Dozovich, in my opinion, is a star.
Dude, he is. He's a fucking star. I mean, that guy should be on the main roster as a single. He's fucking great.
Yeah, I agree.
And he can be an ass kicker and funny. So,
perfect. Yeah, yeah.
Like, think about, I want to see, like, a Dozovich. Dozovich runs into the New Day segment. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, pancakes? They trade steaks and sausage. Pancakes? Oh,
they have pancakes and he comes out with sausage?
That would be fan-fucking-tastic.
Just, like, putting syrup all over sausage and pancakes and shit, it'd be great. Big E can rub sausages all over his chest. It'll be fucking...
Oh, just greasy.
Greasier than normal, dude. And then Mustache Mountain. Mustache Mountain were set to take on Jobbers after they debut with their belts, which is like, I mean, I know where we're going, but it's still, it was like they make their debut as champions and they're going to take on Jobbers. Like, what?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but.
These Jobbers are coming out, and as I'm confused about it, Roderick Strong comes from fucking stage left with his gigantic flying knee. If you watched it in slow motion, it's like, it's ridiculous.
My favorite part of the match is Kyle O'Reilly's face for about a minute. He's just got this shocked face when like somebody kicks out, and he's just like... And he just keeps that face for like 60 seconds, and the camera stays on him the whole time, and it was fantastic.
Seemed to be a lot more of that this week, or not. Did you notice that too? Seemed to be a lot more like close-up visual shit, like facial shit this week.
Yeah.
In the production.
Yeah, I agree. And you'll see really sometimes, high. You'll see sometimes too, they'll overdo it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it'll just be facials to the max. It's like, this is the first time you've pinned him. Why are you surprised that he kicked out?
Yeah. And the Undisputed Era attack, Ricochet then saves the day, and we had a six-man that easily, this would have been like number four, behind our top three, I would say, huh?
Yes, in my opinion, the reason why it won, like we said earlier, is just because the crowd in the UK was so much better. Just made it such a more exciting show, and the full crowd, holy fuck, the Full Sail crowd can eat a dick.
Full Sail Crowd, Full Sail Crowd, Full Sail Crowd, Full Sail Crowd. Yeah, you can do it. It's kind of a tongue twister, but no. Yeah?
Yeah.
It was good?
This match, yeah, the match was fantastic. Cole pins Ricochet. Cole pins,
yeah, setting up more for them.
Yeah, yeah, so. You get a North American title match now, and fuck yeah.
So if we're going to the next takeover, which will be Ciampa versus Black for the belt, for the NXT belt, and Cole Ricochet for the U.S., the North American.
Dude, it's an indie fan's wet dream. It really is.
It's fucking great.
And then shit. You're doing a slow burn on Gargano Ciampa 3 for the title? Come on, man.
Yeah. Tell me more about how they're fucking making new fucking stars, right? How they're training people from the ground up down there and making them into stars. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, that's... I mean, it's good and all, but it's not necessary. You don't need to create your own stars. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got a few guys.
Yeah, like Velveteen Dream, Braun Strowman.
Yeah. Well, Velveteen, right? Was like a different way, but... You see a guy like Braun Strowman or Lars Sullivan, or who else have they built up? Big E.
Yeah.
Definitely sign those fucking guys. Give them a shot, you know. But for the most part, man, it's just they're going to be indie guys who get over down there.
Yeah, because it's guys that's been doing it for years. They know how to get over. They've done the job before.
How are you going to compete, right? If you're down there, if you're a fucking Velveteen Dream, you know, you really are. You got to compete with these guys who fucking been doing shit forever, an Adam Cole or a fucking Roderick Strong, like holy shit.
But the good thing about Velveteen Dream is though he's learning from the absolute best.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's coming around. Yeah. And the character's I'm in on him, man.
The character's great. He needs another couple years for his in-ring work to blossom. This fucker's only, what, 22, 23 years old?
Yeah, some crazy.
Give him a couple of years. Don't kill his body on the road every night. Let him fucking become good. Go to the roster and then slay it.
Mm. Yeah.
You can't have a finishing move called the Purple Rainmaker and suck at wrestling.
I remember when he first debuted, I was like, don't really like this guy. And then, like, I don't know.
The black stuff started to happen?
No, I think you told me that, like, his finish is the Purple Rainmaker. And I was like, that's okay. All right. I'm in. Purple Rainmaker.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, Velveteen mouth rubs too, baby. But yeah, no, that's NXT.
Yeah.
NXT was a good show. It was very back end heavy. The first part wasn't that good, but fuck it.
And now it's time to check in with our boy Babs.
Babs.
Oh, I am in such a good mood. The weather is amazing. Got a spliff rolled, nice drink. And I'm going to chill out with a nice podcast. Make me feel chilled as fuck. Awesome. Jared's hot takes. Fuck yeah. Jared's hot takes. Oh, he's going to be pissed that I destroyed his friend last week. That fucking coddle bastard. Oh, fuck yeah. He did a rap against you. What? You're not back. What the fuck are you doing talking again?
He said he's gonna fight me, you know.
Yeah, I'd fucking destroy you.
Back in 1988, I got into a fist fight with the Queen of England.
No, you didn't.
I beat the fuck out of her.
No, you didn't.
I didn't make the papers because it was so embarrassing.
No.
For the United Kingdom, I beat her. Like the colonialists.
Fuck you.
Terms, if you want to fight a good old Bob Cop.
Yeah, I do.
You come on down.
Where?
To Charlotte, North Carolina.
Right.
You can find me at my favorite local diner.
Eating corned beef hash. Yeah.
Doors, beat the fucking bricks off of you.
Cordell! Ignore him. Forget about him. Just focus on this. Right. Right. Suplex City Limits. It's your boy. The one and only. Your boy, Fred. What's going on, guys? The weather has been amazing. I've been out in the sun. I've been getting drunk as fuck. I've been getting high as fuck. And I've been listening to Coddle shot shit again. Listen, Coddle, if you wanna sort this out like a fucking adult, man to mongoloid, let's sort it out. I don't know how, I don't know where, but we should fucking sort something so I can beat the corned beef hash out of your ass. I just, not, that sounds wrong, but you know, just, Let's make it happen! Right, sorry. Right, yeah, so, how are you doing, guys? Hope you're good. Let's get on with bitching with verbs. They say that WWE stands for World Wrestling Entertainment, but recently I've started saying it stands for What Was Entertaining. I know it might be like copyright, but fuck off, I come up with it first. They should have learned their lesson with the WWF and the Panda War, so fuck you. Anyway, right, basically, I don't watch it live anymore. I've got a new game that I like to play, and it's fast-forwarding it all the way until I see something entertaining. And that's what Was Entertaining is all about, you get me? And then I tell you about it. And it's hardly fucking anything! So, recently, WWE have started a competition for their new WWE 2K19 game, right? It's $1 million challenge, and if you can beat AJ Styles on 2K19, you get $1 million. Sounds fucking great, and I was gonna beat him down like I've already done with Coddle, and I will do again! I was gonna beat AJ, but I thought, nah, fuck it, because I figured it out. I wouldn't even get $1 million. I'd only get £757,000, so where's the fucking point? Me good mate Shin, he's been bitten by a police dog, apparently, at a live event. Why the fuck would a dog fuck with me boy Shin? Like, he's no drug dealer or nothing. And besides, if I was a dog, I wouldn't fuck with Shin. He'll make mincemeat out of a dog. Like literally. Not that I don't feel sorry for him now, but when I first seen this surface online, I felt really bad for him. I thought, oh shit, me mate Shin has only become another victim of Jared's dodgy fucking wolf lamps. I'll make some points about Raw and SmackDown, but don't worry boys, this is only gonna be a short one. Just like the feud with Coddle, cause he can't handle it. Hey, Kurt Angle sees Bayley backstage and tells her that Sasha and Ember Moon are gonna be facing three members of the Riot Squad. I wonder which three fucking members he means. What a fucking idiot. Big Boss Man and his doppelganger finally come out after fucking weeks of I don't know where the fuck they've been and have a squash match against Mario and Luigi. Well done. Powerpuff bitches backstage break the photographer's camera taking pictures of Jinder, and he was going all pissed off about it, but then he realised it wasn't his camera, so fuck it, he's alright with it. What the fuck? Let's make it clear, Bayley has not turned heel, she's still face. If you were Bayley and had a mate like Sasha Wanks, you'd punch her in the fucking face too. Fuck Sasha Wanks. Mojo Rowley comes out, takes the piss out of Afro Man's entourage, rips this pedo-looking motherfucker for how he looks. Ironically, all whilst they're stood right by that Weird Al-looking motherfucker in the crowd. And speaking of that Weird Al Yankovic, fuck up in front row like at 99% of all events, never had a pussy cuddle in his fucking life, never impressed with fuck all, politely claps his hands when he sees incredible shit. Everyone's speculating all the time about who the fuck he is. After some research, I found out who the miserable cunt is. He's fucking Meltzer's daughter. Bayley is told that she needs counselling for attacking a wrestler in a wrestling ring, in a wrestling arena, during a wrestling event. In other news, Strowman pulls a wall onto someone and gets fucking retweeted. See, if you played my What Was Entertaining game, where you fast forward it to the entertaining bit, you wouldn't have had to miss out on your precious masturbation time and have to watch Raw all the way to the end just to get a Dolph Ziggler main event to be fucking interrupted by ISIS Jinder Mahal and the big dog from... Are you kidding me? Another fucking tetanus? I've had a needle for this shit already. Right, Lana and Naomi are backstage on SmackDown. They bring out the fucking glow bitches who were slagging them off last week on a rap battle. Ah yeah, that makes loads of sense. Well done. Corey Graves with a nice little Benoit reference during the Hardy and EY match. He says, like a noose, just stopping the airflow. You can hear the exact point where he realises that he fucked up and he just starts shutting down slowly. It's just amazing. Fuck you, Corey. Fuck you, Coddle. I'm calling it. Rey Mysterio is going to be in the Hall of Fame this year. No, it's not because Sting was the exclusive character a couple of years ago and then it ended up in the Hall of Fame. No, it's not because Ultimate Warrior was an exclusive character on the game and ended up in the Hall of Fame. No, it's not because Goldberg was an exclusive character and ended up in the Hall of Fame. It's just because I reckon Rey Mysterio will be. Anyone want to put some money on it? Let's do it. I reckon I'm pretty confident. Yeah. Oh, did you know Rey Mysterio is an exclusive character in 2K19 this year? No way. Whoa. After the commercial, dressed like a fucking idiot, talking about women, this ugly, disgusting fucker with a mangled, messed up face comes down to the ring and interrupts James Ellsworth. Fuck you, Paige! I've had enough of this Raw SmackDown bullshit this week. I've also had enough of Paige, and I've certainly had enough of fucking Coddle. Anyway, guys, let me have a fucking question for you. I've got a wrestling-related question. I've been wanting to ask you it for weeks. It's been really digging at me. I really am intrigued on what your answer is. So, Jim, Tyler, would you, if your life depended on it, would you sit on a cake and eat a dick? Or sit on a dick and eat a cake? You tell me what you'd do. I will be back again to cover the disastrous week that will be in wrestling, no doubt. And I will be back for Coddle. Fuck you, Coddle. Shut the fuck up and eat your cake. Peace, boys. Peace.
Oh, shit. Thanks to our boy, Burbs. You follow him on Twitter at Burberry Beats with threes instead of E's. Check out his music. Check out the Bitchin' with Burbs YouTube channel. All these segments are uploaded later on. Also, some of the parody songs are up there. Boring Us.
Yes.
Is up there in its entirety. So check that out. Subscribe. Share it around. Very good shit from our boy, Burbs. So let's start with this question. Would you rather sit on a cake and eat a dick or sit on a dick and eat a cake?
Well, now it all depends on how long I got to do it. Like, do I have to do this for the rest of my life? Like, instead of cake, do I have to eat a dick?
You know I think if you sit on the cake, you need to eat the dick until it finishes. If you sit on the dick, you need to eat all the cake.
While a dick is up your bum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to, you know what, man? I'll suck it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and I'll sit on the cake. Fuck it, man. I can get cake elsewhere. But yeah, I can't re-virgin my asshole.
Because I'm going to go the opposite of that, because cake's delicious, you know, so at least there's something good. Sitting on a cake and eating a dick, there's nothing good there, right?
That's true, but I've
so
never
So my had... side at least has an upside. You get to eat cake, try to distract yourself.
And you know what, though? And you know what? The male G-spot's an asshole, so maybe you'll find out something interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm
gonna. You know what? You know what, man? Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I convinced you.
Yep. Yep. As long as he's not monstrous, you know what I mean? As long as he's not like some BBC.
Yeah, well, there you go. So there you go. You're only going to hear shit like that on one wrestling podcast. And that's Suplexity Limits.
I love how that's wrestling related.
I woke up this morning and I checked Twitter. I got a DM. I go to the DM and it's a quick video from a listener. And it's a dude like stands up on a toilet and shits on this broad's face. And I was like, certainly legitimate podcasters like Sala Monster or Dave Meltzer don't have DMs from listeners of people getting shit on.
That's doubt like, it.
A uniquely Suplex City Limits thing.
Yes, yes. We even have our own unique venereal diseases.
We've ran off everybody who's offended by shit, you know, over the years. And now it's just like the core group of savages.
Yes.
Who think like dead babies are funny and who think that fucking Benoit jokes are funny.
I'm all for it, you know. And
yeah, I like it. I like it. This is the last strongholds of offensive conversation.
I'm going to come on you like nobody's ever come on you before.
There it is. There it is. So let's talk a little bit. Let's talk about these Raw and SmackDown shows quickly.
Quickly. Okay.
Because they suck. They suck.
Yeah, they did. The most notable thing would be Bayley and Sasha, in my opinion. That or our boys, The Revival, getting a win over Reigns.
Yeah, let's see. So Lashley and Reigns versus The Revival again. And I don't know. Dude, Reigns steals the tag. Face. You know, because he's such a face.
Yes. And Reigns wanted to say shit, but got cut off by Angle in the opening promo.
Yeah. Somebody in the back noticed that Lashley's headband had the Nike symbol out.
Yeah.
And so they tell the ref to go and tell him to switch it, like mid-submission hold.
Yeah, that's probably why he wore that cutoff T-shirt around his head that first week.
God damn it. The Revival get a win. It doesn't matter, trust me.
No, it's just God, like, no, it doesn't.
He lost to these pathetic fucks because they can't get along.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what the storyline is, and that does not help them at all.
Lashley Reigns, oh my god. And they're on the same team again tonight at the house show I'm going
to. Yeah, and it doesn't make sense that they're a team, in my opinion.
Yep. We had this weird Hardy match with Axel where Hardy just gets dropped on his fucking head and pinned.
Yeah, cool. And the whole promos. Bo did a better Bray Wyatt than Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. The AOP run into Titus Worldwide.
Yeah.
Just dressed down by him.
Apollo Crews just gives him the what the fuck you doing look the whole time. Dana Brooke has her mouth open like, I want to take these dicks.
Yeah. Alicia Fox is back.
Yeah, with a haircut.
Yeah. She figured miraculously has a job there.
After really just going ape shit on Ronda's boyfriend. Yeah, I'm surprised she still has a job as well.
AOP defeat jobbers. We're back to that again. And they start to beat him down, and then Titus Worldwide run them off. Dude, what in the fuck are you doing? I thought this Worldwide should have came out, and these guys should have fucking killed them.
Yeah. Of course. This is
their big first feud, though. AOP and Titus Worldwide.
It is a burn burner. That is for sure.
Good God. What else we got? Braun challenges his little buddy, to a tag match. I don't understand that.
Because he wants to be friends with Kevin Owens because he's been mean to him.
I thought I was hard on him. Like, oh my god, dude.
Throwing him off of those ladders and throwing him into the guardrail, and I want to be nicer to him. Hope you got insurance.
Speaking of, right back to shit. Mickie James and Alexa Bliss are still a thing.
Yeah, that was weird. It was weird how that just happened.
It's weird how they're a thing again, like a lot of times on this show, but okay. Natty comes out. They just need to send her away. They just need to make glue out of that old fucking horse. Honestly.
Oh, scrape a hooves and make fucking chewing gum.
Yeah. Natty with Nia defeats Bliss and taps Bliss out, which I don't know what you're doing there, but also Nia's a face again.
Yeah, I don't. It's she's Big Show.
The turns in the last month, she's turned like she was face. And then the very next week she was a heel, and now she's back to a face again.
There's no saving it.
Yeah. If they were planning on having Bayley booed here by attacking Sasha, that went horribly.
Oh, there's no way, because even the announcers were like, oh, we've seen this coming. Sasha's getting it now. Right? You know what I mean? So if they wanted people to think that she's a bad guy, even the commentators fucked it all up.
Mm.
But I mean, Sasha's been a fucking dick to her for a year. Yeah. It's like, I would have punched a bitch in the fucking nose long ago.
Crowd loved it.
Yeah, you're fucking right. They did.
No way, Jose and Mojo. Yeah, Mojo just takes the piss out of a cheeseburger named Todd.
And the crowd fell in love with Todd. And they just Todd.
I actually thought Mojo did a pretty good job here.
I agree. I agree completely. Mojo really, really shone in this. I think the fact that he's got a tan and he's no longer pearly white and he's no longer acting like a douchebag, he's just a dickhead, I think is great.
Yeah. Next week, Bailey's going to counseling. Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see the return of Dr. Shelby.
Yeah, and we get that whole Braun, just the nonsense with the flipped over car, and it's smoking because I don't know why.
Yeah.
Why would a car that's turned off flipped upside down smoke? It wouldn't.
And then you got the two biggest fucking re-looking guys in the world with fire extinguishers. Like, did you see the facial hair on that guy? There's no way in hell he's not a wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be a wrestler with that stupid Jeff Hardy facial hair.
It's just fucking Looney Tunes shit. That's all it is. It's like, it's fucking Looney Tunes. It sucks. And main event was actually a really good match until they pissed it away. Don't do that, dude. Don't do a fucking 25-minute match and then end
27 minutes and 47 seconds. Almost 30 minutes and you got a fucked finish. Man.
Yeah, McIntyre pulls the ref out. Reigns comes down and takes out Ziggler and McIntyre. Great.
Yeah. They got a little bit of a cheer out of Reigns there.
A little bit, yeah, for the save.
But, I mean, it's he's saving Seth Rollins. Everybody likes Seth Rollins, so...
Yeah, and fuck Raw for fuck WWE for not playing a Vader vignette on a show that's 3 hours long and had just nothing. That's the thing I wanted to, with SmackDown too. It's like they waste their time. I don't even understand. I'm trying to get a handle of like where it's happening or what's going on. But on the 2 hour show, SmackDown, nothing happens. They accomplish so little week to week.
I agree.
Unbelievable. Man.
I agree completely.
Like, you watch Impact as a 2 hour show. A lot of shit happens. There's a bunch of matches. There's a bunch of angles. Like they get all the angles, all the matches, all that shit in there. How is this show move so slow?
They got, I don't, Raw, I can understand because they got 3 fucking hours. SmackDown, yeah. They got 2 hours and they only do a couple segments, but yet there's like 20 guys missed off of the show every fucking week. Like look at Andrade Cien Almas. Was what? Oh my god, is that a noise in the mic?
I don't know, yeah, that sounds like it's from your mic.
It sounds like a fart, doesn't it?
It did.
Holy fuck.
You have an ass over there? This yeah. podcast has literally gone to shit.
Can you still hear it? It's
literally gone to shit. Yeah, no, I don't hear anymore.
Okay.
Podcast. I wanted to tell you about this. I saw this from Lucha Blog on Twitter. It's so good. It's the Andrade and Almas story. Okay. 4/17, drafted to SmackDown. 4/24, no match. 5/1, no match. 5/8, no match. 5/15 versus local wrestler. 5/22 versus local wrestler. 5/29, no match. 6/5, no match. 6/12, no match. 6/19 and 6/26, no match.
That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, he's been on this fucking. He's been on the fucking roster for 3 months. He's had 2 matches versus a local wrestler a month ago.
It's unfortunate, that's for sure.
God damn, man.
But there's so many disservices on this whole show. Like,
if only they would have had an open challenge spot, they could have put him in. You know, oh, fuck me. But yeah, there's open with Miz TV and them desperately trying to make a story out of the nonsense finish of last week. They weren't successful, yeah. By the way.
No, the whole Bludgeon Brothers thing is ridiculous. And they talk about how Daniel Bryan and Luke Harper are having their first match on SmackDown Live ever, which is really funny because they had a match on SmackDown.
Yeah, that's not SmackDown Live, though.
No.
It's a different thing. Rusev defeats Woods with an accolade, which is just weird because, like, he sells the whole fucking match like he's the face, but he's not the face.
He's the heel.
And it's not decisive at all going into it. You know, when he's going into the match for the championship and he gets like beat around by the third wheel of New Day. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. And especially too, as well, the match itself was nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not doing any service to Rusev by putting him in these nothing matches.
Mm-hmm.
And now, hopefully, you know, is it Rusev? I don't know. Has he been shuffled around too much? He just doesn't give a fuck no more.
Well, they waited too long. I mean, one thing. But Lana and Naomi, they're arguing. Remember when didn't they just brawl after a fucking dance battle?
They're civil enough now to just argue backstage.
That was fucking awful. Jeff Hardy with the debuting Sanity. Sanity wants the belt, dude. Right? That's what they came up here. They're about craziness and getting the belt.
You know what's even stupider? The fact that they lose their first ever match.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a DQ, which turns into a 6-man, which they lose.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is Alexander Wolf is a chump. Okay.
They're all chumps, yeah. Becky Lynch defeats Sonya Deville in a match.
Oh, you totally skipped over the abysmal, though, twist of fate that Jeff Hardy applied on Eric Young. That was ugly as fuck.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah.
And then Eric Young literally snapped Jeff Hardy's neck, like took his hands and snapped his neck like in the movies. And Jeff Hardy falls down and gets back up. Okay. So what you're saying is wrestlers they can't break their neck. Okay.
Yeah. And Young still has those trunks that just have arrows everywhere. I don't understand.
Yeah. Where's my dick?
No, the arrows go everywhere because he's crazy. They're going all different directions. He's insane. Sanity. Do you see how they have to typeset that?
What do you mean
the typeset? S and A are big, and then the N is big because that's the only way they could fucking trademark it. So lazy. So that's what we reduced to that, and are like adding extra letters for Riot and Iconics. Holy fuck, man. Yeah. This company is fucking ridiculous.
They are. They're down.
Nice little thing when they're going to commercial. Brian is like shadow boxing with Gallows, and Anderson's in the back counting his abs.
Very yeah. Nice. I thought that was pretty cool, too.
And Dan and Brian, Luke Harper. Brian's about to tap him when Rowan attacks for the DQ. Another DQ. That was like the whole fucking week this week. This show had two DQs of the four matches.
I can tell you a secret, Jim. Most WWE television matches end in fuck finishes.
Oh, yeah, they do. And in for the save is Kane. He attacks the knockoff versions of himself. Is that why they switched these guys to green last week? You're fucking right it is. You remember they were wearing fucking red and black? Now they're wearing green.
Yeah. Because people are going to get confused, man.
Dude, tell me something about this. Like, this is more from... I don't know. I didn't watch this era really. This is shit.
It's a team hell no.
Do you care about this?
No, I don't.
Why did all those people care about this?
Because I can't explain it. This was WWE's version of trying to do what Kenny and Ibushi did.
Yeah, mission accomplished, guys.
It is though. This was them saying we're gonna have a reunite. We're gonna, god damn it, let's reunite Daniel Bryan.
In their mind, they're like just as good.
Yeah, of course, just as good. Just like how the New Day against the Wyatts was just as good as Final Deletion.
Yeah, right. This is how they're gonna avoid, you know, all the Daniel Bryan shit that we would like. You know, Brian Almas, Brian Nakamura, a real Brian Styles. We're not going to get any of that shit.
Oh, yeah, no, they're going to win the tag titles, go for a little run, probably lose it against The Miz and somebody else, and then this is going to lead to Daniel Bryan taking on The Miz at WrestleMania.
You hear what he said. Someone asked him about him and Miz at WrestleMania, and he's like, do you think WWE be able to stretch the story that long? Like, they're not, you know, you don't usually think of them doing that, and then laughs. So no, has no faith.
I believe that for sure. Like they can't stretch a story out, but
he has no fucks, that guy.
No. Awesome. Oh no. But they can, in a way they do stretch stories out, Jim. The Sasha Bailey angle has went on for a year and a half almost.
Just fucking waste of time. So that was WWE. The high points were like New Day making pancake shakes, Anderson counting his abs.
Yeah.
Main event of Raw was good until it was fucked. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. That's the highlights. I will admit, you're about ready there.
We are very pressed for time this week, right?
So we got about 20, 25 minutes left.
Okay. Well, we've got
an open window. So let's talk about Lucha Underground.
Lucha! We don't have our song anymore, do we?
Do we? Fucking knock that back. Totally forgot about it. Yeah. I totally forgot. Jim, let's you ready for Lucha Underground?
Yeah, you got it.
Lucha!
Fucking love that song. Is it from a cartoon?
Yeah, a cartoon called Mucha Lucha. From it was just a bunch of luchadors fighting evil.
Well, that might be awesome, actually.
I think it is.
Lucha Underground Season 4, Episode 3. Mm-hmm. Open with Ricky Mundo talking about his trip to the Island of Dolls. The doll has a name. Her name is Rosa.
Rosa Mendez.
What? God. And Mundo in this. He calls the reptile clan slimy turd cutters. What the fuck was that?
Oh, we man.
Get those slimy turd cutters.
They hooked me again. You know what I mean? That opening segment hooked me again. Jack Evans having to skip out on the match because he had a colonics appointment. Come on, man. That's fantastic. PJ Black has a glove and he has all five fingers.
Yeah.
There's something sticking in one of those gloves for sure, because we all know he's missing a couple.
And what was this little thing where, like, nobody can find Angelico?
Yes.
He's like, I need to find Angelico because I owe him an ass kicking. And then the doll says that, you know, she'll keep the secret. And, like, Ricky looks very oddly at the camera.
Ricky killed Angelico.
Is that the deal?
I think so. Because it's widely known Angelico's not in this season.
Right? I thought he filmed the season before they quit. Him and Jack Evans quit after the season was filmed.
Was it after the season was filmed?
I think so. But if you recall, yeah, in the first episode in the Aztec Warfare, Angelico was announced, and then it was Ricky Mundo.
Yeah.
So, interesting. You know what that is? Holy fuck. It's a story alert, kids. Beware. I know you're not used to it on Mondays and Tuesdays, but this is what we would call a story in wrestling. I want to watch next week so I can find out what happened. See? It's a weird thing. I just feel like we need to remind people like what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Jack Evans is out. He challenges. He has an open challenge, I guess. Exolicious, dude.
Who is green as goose shit, but over as fuck.
Yeah, he's over as fuck. His name is Sunny Kiss. So that's what he wrestles on. I don't know. I guess he was trained at the Ring of Honor Dojo. I don't really know much about him.
I'll read you a tweet from Angelico. I would like to announce that I've decided to part ways with Lucha Underground. I would also like to say thank you to everyone in the company for the pleasure of working the last three seasons. So maybe he wasn't in season four.
When was that?
April 10th, 2018.
See, I think they already filmed the, I thought they finished their shit. Because Jack Evans quit right after that, same day.
Yes.
Jack Evans quoted it and said, yeah, me too.
Well, yeah, proper spelling this time. I've also parted ways with Lucha Underground. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's in there. Maybe not. But I think it would be a great story if Mundo killed him.
I love the little things they do on that show. Remember when, like, I don't know, it was season two, I think. And they went in Dario or in the police station. And on the wall, there was people who are like unknown and shit, you know, like Big Rick. They're like, where is he? And, you know, it's like question mark.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Ezekiel Jackson.
Yeah. I like Big Rick. That was a cool character.
Yeah. No, I was down for it, too.
Exolicious wins. It was awesome. Some homophobes complained about it online, and our boy Vinny Massaro took him to fucking task.
Hey, shout exoticos are a thing in Lucha Libre. They've been a thing for decades. You know what I mean?
I love it, man.
Because I would imagine that it all stems from women not being allowed to wrestle, right? And some men dressed up as the women.
Yeah, I mean that, and it's just a good way to get heat, probably, in Mexico. I mean, yeah. I guess they're probably faces, too. They probably do, like Pimpinella Escarlata.
Oh, she's a face.
I fucking love it. I love it, man.
Yeah, I agree. My only downfall with it is he's green as goose shit, and I don't like him as a wrestler in general. But the character, I think, is fucking great.
He's athletic and shit. He's got potential.
But to me, he could have been serviced in having a quicker match. You know what I mean? Yeah. The match didn't have to be as long as it was. But, you know.
Sure. See, Lucha doesn't have the money to fucking bring in all these top guys. They use a lot of guys who are just like California dudes, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I get you. And how many young exoticas do you have lying around? You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know. This dude seemed pretty into it. He didn't seem like, if he's just like a straight dude, they're like, hey, you're gonna do this, then I give that dude even more props.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he was like,
no, he's full know. On I think he's full on. Yeah,
I would imagine. I thought it was great, though. Pentagon Dark promo It's awesome. It's not even in a language I understand. It's fucking awesome anyway.
Yeah, no, it was great. And then you had Brian Cage come out and just fucking destroy him.
Yeah.
Just fucking the force that he just, oh.
Yeah, that guy's just an animal.
Comes out and says that, you know, you break arms, but you can't break my arm because I'm a machine. It's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Phoenix is with Gage's actual woman, Melissa Santos.
And they're making out because they're in love, right? We got to remember this. They're in love.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Remember this for the end of the show. She's very worried. They're kissing. It was like a fucking scene out of a rom-com, dude.
Yeah, it really was. Rom-com. Mike, this was full-on Rome. Or Rom.
We get into the three-way to the grave. Phoenix, Mil Muertes, and Jeremiah Crane. And, I mean, first off, I just thought the commentary was uninspired in this. I don't know. I just started to really notice, like, there's no energy in it, man.
There wasn't. There was no energy at all. Vampiro looks at Jeremiah Crane one time and said, oh, look, he gigged big time. It's like, man.
Shut up. He said that?
He did. He did. Vampiro literally said, oh, he gigged big time. And it's like, man, shut the fuck up. Like, get out of here.
I've like, defended this commentary team, but I can't for this.
When Matt Stryker is the better of the two, you know you're in trouble.
Really. I like Matt Stryker.
I like him in certain ways, sure. But like, instead of being, you know, inspired by two people's going to die here tonight, he's just a wordsmith. And he's just got all these fucking big convoluted sayings that he's going to say. But it doesn't mean jack shit because there's no emotion behind it.
It might be because I watched Morrow Call, two shows from the UK.
Could be. Could very well be.
Super energetically. And then I was like, oh, this is very boring. Also, as far as the one-liners, Morrow on the UK thing, he said that he's going through the competition like Spinal Tap goes through drummers.
I also like the nod to World of Sport at the beginning when Morrow said, hello and welcome, Grapple fans.
God damn it. I fucking love Morrow. No.
Morrow's great. Morrow is awesome.
He does so much. We watched that documentary, but if people haven't seen it, like the preparation that he puts into the shit, unbelievable.
Yeah, he is a beast. He is a beast, and Vampiro definitely is not.
And people are like, I don't like Morrow at all. He's way too energetic all the time. Like, dude, what?
Yeah, man. Get out of here.
I guess. I fucking love it. Anyway, they ended up on some new area. Maybe it's like on top of a big cooler. I'm not sure really what that was supposed to be. Phoenix has a crazy-ass dive from up there.
Did you notice that the bottom rope broke immediately during this match?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bitch. Ivelisse is out with a hammer and Nancy Kerrigan's Crane's knee. Tonya Harding's it, if you will. If you will.
Oh, man, that's very true. And then at some point in time, top of the hammer flies off, and we are blatantly shown that it's a gimmick hammer.
Yeah. But I don't even care in this.
No, I don't care either.
Horror movies where you see, like, oh, he's the, like, shit that shouldn't be in there, cheesy shit. It almost works for Lucha Underground.
Well, and in wrestling itself, you got to give it a little bit more leeway anyways, because it's you know, it's not camera angles and trickery when it comes to that stuff. It's just that it's gimmicked.
Yeah. Mill wins the match. And as we're talking commentary, two men have died. Commentaries just can't be bothered, I guess.
No, it's just like, oh, cool. Two people died. And then the kicker, though, Melissa Santos comes up and says, and the winner of your match, Mil Muertes, and just walks away. It's like, what? Your boyfriend just died. And you don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? She had, like, her eyes were a little bit teary, but that's it. If I was dating a dude and he fucking died, Jim, what would you do?
She should have jumped onto the casket. She should have been pounding on it. She should have been trying to fucking swat at Muertes, maybe.
Yeah, maybe try to go after Katrina.
Yeah, and even the crowd, dude, didn't seem that energetic for this week, man. Like, those old, like, I remember, like, the OG Lucha crowds were fucking animals. And then this just, they seemed, I don't know if they can't put as many in there or if these people just aren't hardcores or what it was.
But yeah, it could be that they're not the same crowd.
Yeah, from commentary to the crowd to everything, just kind of felt.
But the match itself was good.
It was. And at the end, we get a closing video, which is like usually my favorite part of Lucha Underground. The video at the end. Yeah. But it's great, man. So Antonio is with Matanza and he gives him the key. Right. So yes. I guess this key, it holds his soul. So he's like, when Dario took him from him, he planned to exploit the monster. And so he kept the key or whatever. So I don't know. He gives him the key.
Oh.
Because the key makes Matanza weak. Right.
Okay. So he becomes more of a real human being.
He becomes a god now. That's what Antonio is saying. Antonio throws the key down and says, destroy the soul of my son and become a god.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's basically, he controlled him with that key, but it also, yeah, it kept him weaker. So,
well, he controlled him with that key because it was always dangling like a burger in front of his face. It's like, give me this. I want this.
Yeah. Exactly. And the key holds his soul. So we're going to see a more powerful version, a full god version of Matanza.
Can you imagine if it's no longer Jeff Cobb and it's like some fucking super shredder guy?
It would be amazing if they super shredded him, dude.
It would be. I do agree. They should super shredder him and just get like fucking, imagine if Brian Cage gets killed off and comes back as fucking Matanza.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's good shit. But yeah, this was great, man. I enjoyed Lucha Underground.
I enjoyed it too. The commentary aside, the whole thing as a whole was actually pretty fucking fun. So They've turned it around. Did you find the main event to be lit differently than the rest of the show?
It seemed like it maybe was.
It was a lot darker, I found. I don't know if I enjoyed it or not because I found myself straining more to see it. I don't know. It hurt my eyes a little bit the way they had it lit for the main event, but.
Well, talking about lighting, let's quickly touch on the CEO of New Japan show before we get out of here.
Okay. The fact that they had a registered sex offender in the opening match was pretty funny. As soon as I turned it on, there was two people that I didn't know. And so I figured I'd search this up and I'd seen a tweet from David Bixenspan, and I usually hate this guy, but he had tweeted out as like first impressions of CEO. No graphics, no music, no announcer. It's blue shorts against gold shorts. And then it came out after. It was like, oh, blue shorts or whatever is a registered sex offender. And the other one's Aaron Epic, who domestic abuse. It was like, holy fuck.
Chase and Rance, what did he do?
I have no idea.
I'm going to look. You kind of take us through this card.
Well, yeah. Okay. So,
Did you watch much of this?
No, not really, because then they stopped it and they done breaks, and every time I come back, there was more time added onto it. So I just gave up. Like, when I first looked at it, after I watched that match and I seen that this is fucking horrible with video game commentators, I was like, I'm going to come back when the good shit starts to happen. So I came back, and they were doing a countdown, and it was at 4 minutes. I went and had a smoke. I came back. It was at 9 minutes. And I said, you know what? Fuck this. I'm out. I just fucking turned it off.
This guy in 2011, charged with lewd battery. What is this? Bad sex?
Lewd battery?
I don't know. Less vicious, bad sex. I don't know. Battery? Whatever. With victim 12 to 15 years old.
Wow. Oh, wow. He had sex with a girl in a bathtub that was 12. Oh.
Not in a bathtub. It says bat. I don't know. B-A-T-T. So maybe.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway, that guy's a piece of shit.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I couldn't imagine watching it live. I watched it later because The Crew 2 came out. And even though I fucking hate it, I bought it yesterday. And I've been playing it. So live, it was countdowns all the time.
Yeah. Was it? The whole time?
A countdown. And then there'd be a match. And then it'd be a countdown.
I wasn't a fan.
Cobb defeated Chase Owens, you know, which is a pretty good match. And Cobb is, you know, Cobb's fucking awesome.
Matanza.
Sangley, right? And that pedophile guy went over too, by the way.
Yes, yes. As yeah. he like as he obviously pre-shoot. Does in life.
And I didn't know who these fucking people were. But yeah, the first match of the main card, Liger pinned Rocky Romero. Guerrillas of Destiny defeated Bruce Robinson, David Finlay. It was Cobb beat pinned Chase Owens. Dragon Lee and Taguchi beat Roppongi 3K. Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get that at all, dude.
Unless they're New Japan is trying to position Dragon Lee as a front runner in like North America for them, because he is a fucking star.
Right. And Omega Ibushi defeated Naito and Takahashi in a really good match.
I imagine it is. I really do want to see that match. That's going to be one for my viewing today, as well as ROH. I can't wait to watch the ROH card, which we are not going to talk about because we want to watch it.
I haven't even gotten spoiled yet. So
I've gotten the main event spoiled. That's it.
Here you go. Your mic makes random weird sounds. That's a weird, the farting sound will happen.
I don't understand. I don't understand what's doing that. I don't know if it's like my headphones are causing interference with it or.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But dude, in this match, you watch Ibushi almost fucking die and Takahashi almost die. Naito, actually. They dropped Naito on his head. Unbelievably. He didn't move after that. Like, I was like, is he dead? I don't fucking know.
And like, so, what did they do to drop him on his head?
Assisted German.
Okay.
But dude, he landed right on his neck, and Ibushi landed on his neck on the sunset bomb. Dude, just crazy. But yeah, I thought there's no music. The commentary, I thought, you know, they're video game commentators, I guess, but they did a pretty good job. I mean, Kevin Gill broke the scale of bad commentary. So.
Yeah, no, you can't do any worse. So,
yeah, you literally can't do any worse than that Triple Media commentary.
No.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It'd be impossible. I swear to God, anybody who watched wrestling would know more about it than them. And that's not a slight. I mean, it is a slight on that guy, but dude, that commentary is fucking awful. He needs to admit it.
He really he really hasn't owned up to that yet, hey?
No, he quit Conan's show over it. You're lucky to be on that show, bruh.
Yeah, you fucking weird-looking bastard.
You weird-looking bastard. But I think that's about it, man.
That is. We have come up to our time, and perfectly so, I think.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to our brothers in podcasting, Wrestling Soup, Sat Pod, The Strap, Inhuman Experience, THT, Shooting the Shiznit, Smack It Down. All those guys, cool shows. Check them out. Support them. And all that shit. We don't have time to do these Twitter shoutouts, so I'm sorry.
I mean, you can if you want to. We got enough time to do Twitter shoutouts. If you want to, we can.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Retweet our pinned episode on Twitter. Get a shoutout. Like our friend Limelink, Adam Sharples, Leo, Lee Unwin, Grammars, Big Papa Totoro, K178AA, good name, buddy. THT Wrestling, Mike Thomas, The Strap, Chris Savage, Travis Fudge, co-hosting the Federation. What's coming up with the Federation?
Well, I mean, our next episode will be Great American Bash, but where I've moved all week.
Bash, 90?
90, yes, Sting and Flair. Yes.
Coming up on pay-per-view take two is Bash 91.
Yes, so they go hand-in-hand. They're companion pieces, if you ask me.
Yeah, exactly. Check that shit out. Bobby Blades, Burbs, Mental Magics, Eric Turner, Keith Martin, Greg Ghost, Balls Deep, Klondike Bill, AC Patty, JC Sterling, Sensible Sam, Gaming Marathon, Deepak Shakur, Ty, Dom Homie, Beach Swing 22, Smack It Down Podcast, Viva La JD, Caleb Morganfield, Venus Lebowski. That's it. My voice is quitting.
Done.
I'm not done yet. Lance Levine, Jericho MPM, Jumpin' Jeremy Fultz, Ardent Wrestling, and Evil Evan. We thank you very much, babies. That's going to do it for this week. We'll be back next week. I will recount my house show experience.
Oh, yes. Yes.
If I still go. Unless I can, my girlfriend will accept not going. Oh, and what else we got? Ring of Honor. We'll talk about that. Will be go home for
I think WWE. So. I think it's go home for Extreme Rules.
Wow, that's gonna be it. We thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week, and until then, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other.
Place where the blind show. with a blast.